Welcome to this Rock the Flock podcast. Listen to the full two-hour show each Sunday from 7 to 9 p.m. on 89.7 WJHO.
This is Rock the Flock on 89.7 WJHO and the Rock the Flock podcast for the week of January 19th, 2025. I'm Greg Wyckoff, your host. You can listen to the show over the airways of 89.7 WJHO, also online at 897WJHO.org and on the Radio Alabama app. In this episode, we'll talk with Miss Carly Ann Taylor, an amazing independent Christian artist. Stay tuned for that interview and much more. It's Rock the Flock Radio. And the first Rock the Flock Radio show. And I cannot be more honored, more blessed. I prayed about it last night because I had something else planned. But then God spoke to me and he said, this young lady that is available to come on the show is going to be the first guest of this new show. And it is Miss Carly Ann Taylor. And I know I told you off air, I'm blessed to have you. I saw you on Instagram, and not about what you've done, the songs. What I saw in you was this spirit of excitement that your songs coming out, and it wasn't just, it's not just, hey, me, you know, here's my song. I saw a sweet spirit there and why you were, you know, why you were doing it. And it's for the Lord. So thank you for being the first guest on Rock the Flock Radio.
Well, thank you so much, Greg. I'm so excited to be on, and I'm honored. God has brought me on a crazy journey. So I'm a soul pop artist, and my dream is just to create music that helps people just connect with the Lord one-on-one, or whether it's, you know, songs that are going to be sung in the church with a big congregation, or something that is intimate with a one-on-one conversation with the Lord. My dream is to just help people feel a connection, I guess. I haven't always been a Christian. I accepted Jesus when I was 15 years old. I was raised in a very abusive household, meth addict for my father and cocaine and alcoholic for my mother, and a lot of different siblings with half siblings here and there with all these just a different, you know, like all these different people. It was kind of crazy, but I grew up with a lot of siblings, and a lot of them in and out of prison, in and out of drugs. I was born and raised in Hawaii, so I grew up very poor, and I did not know the Lord at all. I have one older brother that we share a biological father, and he's 16 years older than me. So he grew up, we didn't grow up together. His mom moved away with him when he was really little and raised him in the church. So throughout my life, my brother would come and visit every now and then and would kind of just like speak to me a little bit about the Lord. And just like, I knew that him and his family went to church, but I never really like had a desire to like go deeper or ask questions or anything. So I grew up in this kind of environment. I was taken away by Child Protective Services when I was 7 or 8 years old. I was in second grade, and that's when a lot of things my eyes just started to open to a lot of things, because I was just being exposed to a lot of garbage. And I grew up around that, just very lost, doing a bunch of stupid things that I shouldn't have, you know, getting involved with all the wrong people. And by my freshman year of high school, I started to get involved with, you know, all the wrong crowd, and that's when my life started really tanking. And that brother that I just told you about, he got married and had a family, and he invited me to come visit them in California.
Mm.
And him and I did not have a relationship. I didn't even have his number in my phone. Like, it was that distant. And he just called and he was like, "Hey, this is Randy, your brother. I want you to come to California next week and visit us for the summer for, like, I think 4 or 5 weeks." So I was like, oh my gosh, like, Hawaii is a very small island. And I was like, I'm gonna go to California, Hollywood, like all this stuff I saw on TV. And I grew up as a singer, so I just, you know, the idea of Hollywood and all of that was like, oh my gosh, I'm gonna, you know, go to Hollywood. It's so funny. So I ended up coming here, and the first thing I told them, for some reason, I still don't understand how I said this, but I said, I want to start going to church with you guys, and I want a purity ring. Mm. Like, I got in the car off of the airplane, and I knew that they were Christians, and I was just like, hey, I want to like understand what this is that you guys do. They brought me to church, and the first message I heard, I accepted Jesus immediately. I was just so desperate. All of the things that I grew up around and was raised around, I was like, okay, I knew that these things weren't right, but I didn't really understand that it wasn't normal for everyone to go through it. So as soon as I heard the gospel, I was like, I want that hope. I want that change. And so I accepted Jesus at 15 years old when I came to visit. Then I started sharing all of the things that I was going through at home to my brother and his wife, and they were like, oh, we cannot allow you to go back. That's a dangerous situation.
Mm-hmm.
And they ended up keeping me and adopting me and raising me.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So it's a crazy story. And basically, after I accepted Jesus, like 6 months later, I started leading worship. Because I sang my whole life, and then when I accepted Jesus, I was like, oh, that's what you created me to do. Like, you know, like, he helped develop all throughout my childhood, working on music and singing and performing, and then now that I'm a Christian, it's like, I have created you to lead people to me, an encounter with me through music. And so that's kind of my story in a nutshell. And because of what God did to me, like, such a, like, drastic, very dramatic, life-changing experience. Like, I moved, got a new family, like, accepted Jesus, started a new school. Like, everything was flipped upside down.
Wow. If that's in a nutshell, I'd hate to hear what's all next.
Yeah.
But you need a t-shirt that says, you can't keep a good thing down.
Amen.
There you go. Because, you know, you can't.
That's awesome.
You can't. I've had the privilege of officiating marriages, and I call that an intersection point of life. That's one intersecting point of life. When you have children, that's an intersecting point of life. The other intersecting point of life is, our God is so good and he loves us so much that no matter what we think we're going to do, his will be done.
Yep.
And the devil couldn't keep you down long.
No.
And like I said, off air, I was really serious when I said, I better get something interviewed, autographed quick, because Miss Carly Ann Taylor is going to be a name. When you flip over any Christian radio station, you're going to hear one of her songs being played. So you're welcome. And I knew, and that's in what you just shared with us, I knew that's why you had to be the first guest on the show, because it shows, it tells all of us from square one what our calling is to be, to serve the Lord. And it tells people that are in a bad situation, it's going to be okay. And that you don't have to go far to find the Lord, because as I've always said, he's in front of you, he's beside you, and especially he's behind you cleaning that mess up. He's right there. You just have to, like you said, connect. You have to just look around and find him.
Yep.
He's there.
Yeah.
And you've turned into this amazing worship leader. And then you decided, and we're going to come back, we'll come right back. You decided to, hey, I'm going to write my own music, which is really neat. So when we come back, we'll talk about that. We're going to talk with Miss Carly Ann Taylor and her music she decided to, and we'll find out why you did that. Why did I decide just to sit down and write my own music? So we'll come back to that right here on Rock the Flock Radio. Welcome back to Rock the Flock Radio. Joining me this week, Miss Carly Ann Taylor. Carly, I would say we learned a little bit about you, but we learned a lot about you. And that was, that's pretty neat. Your testimony from Hawaii to California. And then we're going to pick up now. You're in California. You jump right into worship leading. But then something had to change that said, I'm going to write my own music for you, Lord. When did that come about?
Yeah, so I think I started writing songs when I was 16, so fairly right after. I never thought throughout my childhood to ever write music, which is kind of crazy because a lot of people, right. I hear a lot of stories, people writing music from a really young age. I actually never thought about doing that, which is interesting. But right after I just started getting into the flow of leading worship, there was just things that were pouring out of my heart, and I felt the need to share my story, my testimony through music. So my EP, Changing My Story, is literally the story of my testimony of when I had that phone call with my brother to bring me to California, save my soul. Is it starts off with walking around like this is what life's about. And so I kind of envision of like that very first phone call that we had of like bringing me to California, God like kind of placing that seed, like here's where it's gonna start, where the transformation process. And it goes through just finding my identity in Jesus, knowing that he's never going to let me drift away, finding the beauty in all of the things that he's allowed me to go through, even though those things were not beautiful by any means, but kind of seeing the bigger picture on like that he can turn everything, you know, into beauty. And then just making the decision to chase after the assignment that he has called me to, even if I don't know what it looks like, even if I'm scared, but knowing that like God has obviously allowed me to go through all of those things, and I want to choose to, you know, surrender my life to him. And then it ends with Here I Am, which is just surrendering myself, placing my life at his feet. And it's actually, the feature is Hopeful, the band, which is my brother's band. And him and his wife adopted me, which I call them my mom and my dad. And I have two little brothers and a little sister. Mm-hmm. So it's like kind of a full circle, like Save My Soul is where I had that initial conversation with my brother. And then in the end, it's like God showing my story and how he has transformed my brother and sister-in-law into my mom and my dad. And it kind of just ends with that of like just the redemption story. So with the EP, I felt like I had to kind of almost get that out of my system in a way, mm-hmm. which is very interesting. Throughout the process of recording everything and just writing it and just everything having to do with that EP, I felt so much healing for myself, which wasn't necessarily the intention of the EP. It was more so to like, hey, I want to share my story with you guys and show you why God is so real to me, and hoping that he will be real to you throughout my testimony. And it was like such a healing, like season of my life, and I graduated college. I actually did that EP for my senior project for college, so a lot of it just like kind of working through the last, you know, semester of school and all of that. And then that is how Why Should I Worry came about. Was I graduated college and I was like, I finished all these songs and I finished school and I succeeded, and like, what do I do now? I'm like, I was like so worried, and that's like why the song is called Why Should I Worry, because I was worrying about my future when I had all of these things to, you know, grasp onto, sharing my story and like kind of striving to finish this EP and striving to share my testimony with everyone. And once it was like over in a way, I was like worried that, you know, this was all that was gonna, all that I was gonna amount to, I guess. And so Why Should I Worry came out of like a very, I wanna say heavy place after I graduated, because mm-hmm. I felt very defeated and just, you know, getting in my head and having anxiety and all of these things, worrying about my future, when it's like I had all the reasons to worry about my future, you know, when I moved here and when I accepted Jesus. And I'm choosing now, after like God has shown me his how real he is and he has redeemed my story, and I'm choosing now to worry. So it's kind of like a like an inward like, you know, struggle that I was having. And my mom, my now mom, she came to me one day after like I was just in the deepest part of that depression, and she was like, why are you worrying about what God is gonna do in your life? You should just be taking it one step at a time, one day at a time. Isn't that what you did all this time that you've been here? You just took it one step at a time and just watched how amazing God is, and like he's gonna amaze you and just like put so many blessings, so many people in your life to build you and develop you. And you need to pick yourself up by your bootstraps, and you need to get out of this, and you need to seek God and see what he has for you instead of worrying. And so she kind of like shared the scripture with me in Matthew, just like why do we worry? And just reading that, you know, I've read that so many times. I think we all have, you know, read that portion of scripture, is like, what is, like, look at the birds, look at the lilies, God provides for them, doesn't he care more for you than this creation? And kind of seeing like it opened my eyes in a brand new way than I've read it before. And a portion of scripture that has always been something that has just helped me through a lot of the things that I went through, I guess it's helped me, like, I found this scripture before I even became a Christian, which was very weird. And so it was a couple months before I moved here, and obviously I didn't know what God was going to do in my life, but it was very interesting how God revealed this scripture to me. Romans 8:18 says, "For I consider the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared to the glory which shall be revealed in us." Mm. So he revealed that scripture to me, and then once I accepted him, I was like blown away that he randomly like put this verse in front of me. And it has helped me through so much, like in my life of you know, the sanctification process and all of the healing and everything, because it's like God has such a bigger plan mm-hmm. for my life. And that ties in with Why Should I Worry, because it's like we need to proclaim that God has a plan for us that we may not know, and it doesn't even compare to the things that we're going through now, all of the suffering, all of just the hurt that we've been through. "For I consider the sufferings of this present time are not even worthy, they're not even worthy to be compared to what God has and the glory that he's going to reveal," and the glory that, you know, yeah, the glory that's going to be revealed in him and through his plans for our lives. And so just kind of tying all of that together, why I want to write music is just, like, I know I'm not the only person that goes through these things. I know I'm, maybe someone's story might look different than mine, but in a way they're all kind of the same, because it's, we just go through suffering and we need the love of the Father. Mm-hmm. And I want to share that with people and hope that people encounter Jesus through my story and through just even words of glorifying him, even if it doesn't make sense, but you feel the presence of the Holy Spirit.
Well, I'll tell you what, when we come back, we're going to get you to intro your song. Awesome. And then we'll play it right here on Rock the Flock Radio.
Cool.
All right.
Awesome.
We'll be right back with Miss Carly Ann Taylor right here on Rock the Flock Radio. Welcome back to Rock the Flock Radio. I hope you enjoyed the very first guest of the show, Miss Carly Ann Taylor. Miss Carly, you have been I knew you were going to be a blessing to this show. I told you, you have the spirit of peace. You have the spirit of excitement. There's just something, there's something different about you.
Thank you so much.
And I don't call it, I guess it's a gift the Lord has given me. And I see things in people, and I always pray, like I say, I pray for the Lord's eyes. And he is about you. I'll just tell you that. The Lord is all about you.
Amen.
All right, so you keep going, you keep doing this, you go to Nashville, you become just whatever God has planned. And let me just put it that way. That's to keep it in simplest of the best terms.
Yeah.
Well, how can people connect with you?
Yeah. Well, you can find me on Instagram and TikTok at Carly Is Music. I have, my website is carlyanntaylor.com. That's pretty much all I've got right now. I hope to.
All I have. I just have my own website. You know, I have my own EP. I mean, I'm just all I have.
Yeah, you can find my music on all streaming platforms at Carly Ann Taylor. I hope to just, you know, be able to branch out to other platforms and social medias and stuff, but that's what I have available right now. And anyone can, you know, DM me, message me on social media, you can email me, all that information is on my website. Of just, you know, I really love to have conversations with people, and to just hear testimonies and even prayer requests. I love all of that stuff. So to whatever extent anyone wants to, you know, contact me and talk and all of that stuff, I just love all of it. So.
Well, I'll tell you what, can we close this in prayer?
Yes, of course.
All right. Heavenly Father, thank you for this opportunity, Lord. Thank you for this wonderful child of God that you've brought to this very first show, Lord. And I'll just say, it's the first show till you come home. God, I ask you to protect Carly, Lord. I ask you to put your arms around her, to send angels, Lord, to be all about her. Lord, to remove obstacles, Lord, to open the doors that you have ordained, Heavenly Father. And Lord, I ask you to bless each and every step of her life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Well, Miss Carly, thank you again.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me, Greg.
And you'll have to, on your real EP, you're going to have to sign it. You'll have to print one out, sign it, send it to me. And I'm going to have some t-shirts made up, and I'm not going to sign it. I'm just going to send you one. Because this, I'll have to put it up, because you're the first guest of the show.
Amazing. Yes, I'll do it all.
All right.
Awesome.
Well, you have an amazing day.
Thank you so much.
You've connected with 40, 50 other Christian independent artists, and it's growing by the night. I can't keep up with it. So
incredible. There are some incredible artists that I've been just seeing on social media, and it's exciting, this new generation of
it is
worshipers and artists.
There's a little movement going on.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the Lord put this in the middle of the movement. So I'm ready.
Amen. So am I.
Well, God bless you. Have a great evening. And thank you for being part of the show. I hope I served you well.
Yes. Thank you so much.
All right. That's Carly Ann Taylor on Rock the Flock Radio. Well, we're coming to the end of the first Rock the Flock show. Thank you again for tuning in. Thank you for listening. Next week, I'll have a very special guest. She's one of the, what I'll call the backbone of this show, Miss Sweden Janulovic. You'll not want to miss that show. You'll not want to miss her testimony, and you won't want to miss her music. Again, you can tune on to the show right here on the FM waves of 89.7 WJHO, also online at 897WJHO.org, and you can get on the Radio Alabama app. I always go to my Alexa, and you just tell it to play, and it'll play it. So it's a cool thing, a lot of technology. Thank you for Radio Alabama for this opportunity. God bless you. I'll see you next week. It's Rock the Flock.
Thanks for listening to Rock the Flock. If you like what you heard, tell your friends and join us for the full show every Sunday evening from 7 to 9 on 89.7 WJHO. 897WJHO.org, 89.7 WJHO on the Radio Alabama app, or on Alexa-enabled smart speakers. This program is a product of Radio Alabama.